AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Winter weather brought ice to a wide area of the U.S. today, causing the cancellation of more than 1,600 flights nationwide, bringing traffic to a standstill on an interstate through Arkansas and knocking out power to thousands in Texas. Mark Chouinard is at the National Weather Service.
We're expecting ice accumulations potentially a quarter inch or higher as far south as Austin, Texas, up to Dallas, over to Little Rock, Arkansas, towards Memphis, Tennessee, and even getting close to Nashville, Tennessee.
More than 700 flights, two are from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and more than 250, two are from Dallas-Love Field, have been canceled or delayed. President Biden showcased a $292 million mega grant that will be used to help build a new rail tunnel beneath the Hudson River between New York and New Jersey. The president says the country needs to restore making research and development a priority.
We risk losing the edge as a nation. And China and the rest of the world are catching up for decades. The backbone of America has been the middle class, and it's been hollowed out.
A years-long modernization of the Hudson Project started in 2013, but stalled as then-President Donald Trump battled with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer over funding for the project. The Justice Department has requested documents from Tesla related to its autopilot and full self-driving features. Tesla is already facing multiple investigations by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for problems with its two driver assist systems. Former Senator David Durenberger has died at the age of 88. Durenberger was a Minnesota Republican who espoused a progressive brand of politics. His longtime spokesman says Durenberger's health had declined in recent months. On the eve of Tyre Nichols' funeral, his family plans to gather with Reverend Al Sharpton and attorney Ben Crump at the historic Mason Temple in Memphis to speak about the latest developments in the case. This is AP News. Tech giant Samsung says profits dropped last quarter.
The corporation says profits in the last quarter plummeted nearly 70% as a weak global economy depressed demands for its consumer electronics products and computer memory chips. The drop represented its lowest quarterly profit since the third quarter of 2014, revenue falling 8% to just over $57 billion. The South Korean tech giant had thrived through the first 2 years of the pandemic, but it's found it harder to weather the economic shock unleashed by Russia's war on Ukraine, which has disrupted industrial supply chains. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 35-foot humpback whale washed ashore and later died on a New York beach. One of several marine mammals discovered over the past 2 months along the shores of New York and New Jersey. Crews used a crane to pull the animal from the water so it would not be washed back out to sea. It showed no signs of trauma. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.